With your local sports update, I'm A.J. Brammer. Area baseball action was rained out Tuesday. Area baseball action tonight will see Meade County host Davies County at 8. Area softball action was rained out Tuesday. Area softball action tonight will see Meade County host Sacred Heart at 5:30, Breckenridge County at Owensboro Catholic at 5:30, Bardstown at Caverna at 5:30, Nelson County at Bullitt Central at 6, North Hardin at Fort Knox at 6, and John Hardin hosts Moore at 6. The St. Louis Cardinals put up 3 runs in the first inning, but they gave up 6 runs in the 5th on their way to a 7-5 loss to the New York Mets Tuesday. Lars Nootbaar walked 3 times and scored 2 runs, including a home run, while Brendan Donovan and Alec Burleson also went deep. Miles Michaelis struck out 3, but surrendered all 6 of those runs scored in the 5th. The Cardinals will look to get back in the win column this afternoon as the series continues at Busch Stadium. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds continued their recent slide as they fell to the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-2 Tuesday. Tyler Stevenson and Jonathan India each hit home runs for the Reds. Frankie Montes struck out 7 and allowed 1 run over 6 innings before the bullpen gave up 4 more. The Reds and Diamondbacks continue the series at Great American Ballpark tonight. The Indiana Pacers will look to even up their Eastern Conference semifinals matchup with the New York Knicks as the series continues at Madison Square Garden tonight. A late push by the Knicks cost the Pacers Game 1, 121-117. The Pacers' leading player, point guard Tyrese Halliburton, was held to 6 points on 6 shots in Game 1, which may be attributable to his struggle with back spasms over the past week. The Cincinnati Bengals will not have one of their longest tenured offensive weapons back this season. Wide receiver Tyler Boyd has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Tennessee Titans. The move reunites Boyd with former Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan, who took the head coaching job for the Titans earlier this offseason. Boyd was drafted by the Bengals in 2016 and brought in 2 touchdowns and 667 receiving yards last season. Anybody looking to catch Caitlin Clark's regular season WNBA debut can check with the House of Mouse. The Indiana Fever opened the season on May 14th on the road at the Connecticut Suns in a game that will be broadcast on ESPN2, but the game will also be streamed live on Disney+. Disney Plus will also air a matchup that night between the Phoenix Mercury and the defending league champion Las Vegas Aces. With sports, I'm A.J. Brammer. Thanks for tuning in.